Kat and Nelly.
Free radio.
The boys that she's kissed, the time she's shaken her fist, and the stupid things she's done when she's been very, very happy. So we've come to an arrangement for your morning entertainment. It's Kat's diary. It's Kat's diary. Kat's diary.
So, if you've never heard Kat's diary before, this is Kat's actual teenage diary from 1997, the year that Mike Tyson got a bit hungry during a boxing match and bit Evander Holyfield's ear.
Nice.
What were you up to, Kat?
I was 19 years old. I got myself a summer job working in a photo shop. And, well, today I get myself a hot date.
Right, well, we need to find out about this. If you can open the diary and begin to read.
Had a really weird present left for me at the photo shop today. Some streaky back bacon. Quite a lot of it as well. Anyways, it turns out it's from Charlie Hogg, the butcher next door. I'm not entirely sure if it's a chat-up line or not.
If a man gives you meat, you know it's a chat-up line.
Really?
And secondly, Charlie Hogg, and he's a butcher.
Yeah, genuinely. The butcher's next door is called Hogg and Son. Charlie was the son.
Destined to be butchers. I love it. Okay.
I haven't seen a fit bloke for ages now. Well, apart from on the TV. Dawson, in that new Dawson's Creek show, is like proper fit. I need to be more like Joey. She's not obsessive and stalkerish. I'm not sure, but I think that's what scares off the boys in my life.
Oh, I hated Dawson's Creek. All the girls used to love it. I hated Dawson's Creek.
Best show ever.
So you're thinking, maybe you're learning something here. Don't be a stalker and you might get some more interest from men.
Yeah, well, I was kind of thinking that's what's starting to scare the boys off. That was a little bit weird.
I feel this is a moment of personal growth for you. Well done.
Long may it last.
And you're a slow learner, aren't you? How long have we doing this diary for?
A little while. Yeah, I am a slow learner.
Okay, let's get more from the diary then.
So it turns out that the bacon was a chat-up line, and Charlie Hogg the butcher has asked me out on a date, so we're going to the Italian up the road tonight. When I went in to thank him for the meat, he asked me out there and then and said that he chose to leave bacon instead of another meat because I was sizzling.
I quite
like that.
Well, still, it's interesting from a man, so yeah, that wasn't going to put you off, was it? Okay, let's hear about this date then.
Actually, Charlie is great company. He turned up looking quite dapper, in a lovely shirt. Just a hint of chest hair, thank God. Dead chatty as well. And he had a single rose for me, which is a massive improvement on the bacon. He smells a bit like dead animals, but it could be worse, I suppose.
Well, yeah, he likes you. I mean, that's a plus thing, isn't it, I guess?
Good starting point.
Yeah, it is a good starting point. And to be fair, he's pulling out all the stops as well. This is very impressive.
Bacon, roses.
What more do you need?
I made the mistake of ordering a salad for starters and spent 20 minutes trying to get stringy iceberg lettuce out of my teeth. Charlie offered to help, which I thought was a bit weird. Anyways, he eats loads. He had masses of carbonara, garlic bread, and then two puddings to top it all off because he couldn't choose between tiramisu and carrot cake.
Is that a good thing if a man eats lots?
Well, he wasn't fat, so I didn't mind it too much.
Okay, good metabolism, still young, that's why. Yeah.
Seriously, I thought I was onto something good. Chat was lovely, the food was lovely, the restaurant was lovely, and he was pretty normal, to be honest, and fairly hot. Well,
something's going to go wrong, come on.
Until a chunk of carrot cake went down the wrong way, which led to a coughing fit, which ended up with him throwing up a little bit on the table and me.
Oh no, that's tough to recover from.
I'm going to be single and lonely forever.
Well, that's the end of him, just because he's been sick.
Oh, it's not attractive, is it?
I didn't know you were that fussy, though, to be fair.
You're clearly not.
No.
Throw up on me, that's fine.
That's fine, I'm all right with that.
Can we kiss?
There's a lot of stuff before I turn a woman down, seriously. More from Kat's diary, next Friday, 8:10. Kat and Nelly on Free Radio.